one giant leap for a Greek politician.
Today, the Greek people express their will to stay anchored with the euro, remain an integral part of the eurozone, honor the country's commitments, and foster growth. This is a victory for all Europe.
That's Antonis Samaras, leader of the pro-bailout New Democracy Party, after his party won the most seats in yesterday's Greek elections. But that giant leap for Samaras is just a small step in the eurozone. Exuberant markets have given way to some sobriety this morning as the continent looks ahead to a continuing crisis. Joining us now to discuss what the Greek results mean, though, is Rachel Donadio, Rome Bureau Chief for the New York Times. She's in Greece right now. Rachel, welcome to the program. We also wanted to check in with Peter Poulos, a third-generation Greek-American who spoke with us last week. He serves on the national board of the Hellenic American Leadership Council. Peter, welcome to you.
Thank you.
So, Rachel, what can New Democracy do at this point? Form a coalition and then what?
Well, it can try to form a coalition. I think it will. You have to remember that the election results yesterday were about the same as the ones in May that failed to yield a government. At this point, I think New Democracy will join with its longtime rivals, the Socialist PASOK Party, and perhaps one or two other smaller parties and form a coalition. Now, that coalition is going to have an extremely tough time passing even more austerity measures, because even if they get some leeway from Europe, from their creditors, they still have a huge budget gap to fill, and that's going to mean more cuts, and it's going to mean a lot more protests, I think, because, you know, the leftist Syriza party, which placed second, almost got as many votes as New Democracy. It was a very narrow victory, which means that people are, you know, very much opposed to the terms of Greece's loan funding, the bailout funding that the country needs. So it's going to be a tough road ahead.
Rachel, what it seems as though fear of uncertainty from pulling out of the euro or dashing the entire bailout agreement altogether enforced a kind of conservatism. Who seems to have been convinced here to maybe take a more sober course? And if so, you know, how powerful can this government be?
Well, I don't think that this government is going to be very powerful at all. I mean, first of all, they haven't formed the government yet. But, I mean, bear in mind that the margin of victory of New Democracy over Syriza was very narrow. I think that the people who voted for New Democracy said were afraid of leaving the euro, were afraid of the unknown. A lot of them are also kind of afraid of illegal immigrants. That's a big domestic political issue. And New Democracy captured the votes of people who figured at least these guys have been in power before, they know how to govern. Whereas Syriza, the left-wing party, got almost as many votes, and it really captured the momentum of people who are just fed up. They feel like the current system hasn't worked. The two main parties, the Socialists and New Democracy, are the ones that brought the country to this point and then got the bailout that came with these austerity measures that have seen their wages go down, their taxes go up. Syriza got a lot of younger voters who say, you know, we're sick of this. We want to try something, anything. It's almost a vote of desperation, in some ways a vote of hope. Certainly it would have been a leap into the unknown. I don't think Europe was really ready, or Greece even, for the first left-wing government in post-war history. So now Syriza promises, as I said, to be a very vocal opposition party. And, you know, this really comes in the context of the larger eurozone crisis. I mean, Germany has made it clear that Greece is the problem. Greece is the problem child. Greece has all these debts. Greece is, you know, it's unsolvable. But now we have Spain as a problem, and Portugal is a problem, and God forbid Italy should be a problem. And so everyone's kind of in it together, and, you know, there are a lot of different games of chicken going on at the same time.
Finally, Rachel, any sense that this fear of the unknown would constrain those protesters you referred to, or does it embolden them?
I think it definitely emboldens them. I mean, I talked to a doctor today who, she's 25 years old. Her salary has gone from 1,800 euros to 800 euros a month. And people just feel like the middle class is paying for the government's mistakes. And until, you know, that people can be marshaled into a spirit of national sacrifice and not this feeling that they have to pay for their corrupt leaders' mistakes, then I think we're going to still see a lot of protests.
Well said, as always. Rachel Donadio, Rome Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. She's in Athens right now. Joining us, Peter Poulos, third-generation Greek-American. So a divided nation. You went back there to witness history. What do you feel like you're witnessing right now, Peter?
Well, you know, I think the whole nation's sort of taking a collective sigh of relief right now because it's over and we can move forward with something, regardless of whether or not you voted for Syriza or you voted for PASOK or you voted for New Democracy. I think what's interesting is that the game has changed here permanently. Things are never going to go back to the way that they were. And that's what's really interesting to me about this election. You know, for decades now, politicians have promised things and never delivered on them. Now they know if you promise something and you don't deliver on it, you might not be in power any longer. And that's what's changed, and that's what's so powerful about this election and the message that it sent to politicians. I think people finally realize that the government is about them. It's not just about the politicians.
Although, Peter, Syriza is right out there. Their margin of defeat was tiny. Are they yearning for some sort of catastrophe so that they could take power?
You know, listen, I think they're going to be a thorn in the side of, you know, if the coalition government is what we think it's going to be, I think Syriza is definitely going to be the thorn in the side of it, you know. But at the same time, I think people really do know that Syriza wasn't really prepared to govern this country. The problem is, you know, now Antonis Samaras has to act like he's a team player, you know, and to bring a coalition government together. The problem is, a year ago, he wasn't a team player at all. He voted against the bailout. He looked like he put his own personal self-interest first in front of the interests of the country. And so now his biggest challenge is to build a coalition government and to make people realize that he actually does care about the country. And in fact, a few months ago when we had riots here and many buildings were burned in downtown Athens, Antonis Samaras promised that if he was prime minister, that he was going to unmask all of the hooded youth that set downtown Athens on fire. I've written that down. I know a lot of people are waiting to see if he is actually going to do that, you know, make good on that promise.
Do you think Samaras can address the issues that Rachel talked about, that doctor whose salary has been cut in half in less than a minute?
Last night, you know, Samaras at the end of his speech said, you know, that we need to deal with unemployment here in Greece. Obviously, you know, we're hovering over 20% now. I think, you know, Greece's biggest problem is that we've had a huge brain drain for years. You know, everyone leaves. He's got his challenge cut out for him with this. You know, we are wasting Greece's biggest resource, which is his people.
All right.
If Samaras can do that, he'll have the most powerful government ever.
Peter Poulos, third-generation Greek-American in Greece, responding to those elections over the weekend. The New Democracy Party with a slim majority. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.